Folks, welcome to Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition for August 17th. What a sensational summer on the diamond for Donnie Wrightside. Five straight winners last week, plus 25 units of profit. An overall run of 9-0, plus 46 units of profit. Baseball season has been a lot of fun as it winds down through the dog days of August. On the radar and on the horizon, college football and NFL football. What an exciting time of the sports year. You're going to hear it all today on Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We're going to talk a lot of things today. The start of football season, Major League Baseball winding down, gambling tips, what we look for, why is that line moving, public versus Vegas. I've been in this business for over 20 years and once again are having a sensational summer of profit. Join the team today. Go to trendbetting.com if you have not checked it out yet. But we are ready for the show. Sit back, relax, grab that cigar. It's Long Shots Radio, Monday, Major League Baseball edition for August 17th. Folks, welcome to the show. Sorry about the little difficulties there. It is time to get it started. You heard the promo there. It's Long Shots Radio Monday, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. What a fabulous, fabulous summer it's been. I mean, I cannot lie. We're turning up the gas. We're heading down the stretch there in baseball season, and it's a profitable one. Struggled a little bit early on in the season in that May, early June range, which is typical. Numbers were a little shaky throughout the summer, but we've really hit the afterburners and put a lot of money in our clients' pockets over the last 30 days. You've seen all the tweets that have come up the past couple weeks. 5-0 last week plus 25 units. Total run 9-0 plus 46 units, a little bit above 46 units. It's been a lot of fun. We talk about it all the time. When these runs are happening, ride them. Fill up your pocket. Make those smart decisions. You don't always have to play or get a Ray Allen heat check from three in order to get those plays in. If the play isn't there, don't play it. It's plain and simple. You hear me talk about it all the time. Yesterday, case in point, we're rolling. We only had five plays all last week, five out of 7 days. Five total plays in baseball went between preseason football, which you know my thoughts on that. If you gamble on preseason football, if you sell preseason football package, that's just abuse. You should be reported. But then again, I have the same thing. A sucker is born every single day. So if somebody's willing to pay you $49.99, $199 for your preseason package, go ahead, sell it. Go ahead. Because if I want to get that guy's number and I want to sell him beachfront property in Nebraska, because he'll buy that as well. There's no point in doing football in preseason unless you're just flipping a coin. Get your boys around the table, crack open a couple beers, pour yourself some hard liquor, light up some cigars, smoke a cigarette, flip the coin. That's better than wagering on preseason football. I don't hear any angle. I don't want to hear since 1992 the Seattle Seahawks have beaten the St. Louis Rams in the third week of the preseason when the moon was full, it was raining, a 40% chance of a tornado. I don't want to hear any of that. There's no such thing as a statistic because in the first game of the preseason, there's guys just trying to make the team. You're with your not first string, not second string, not third string, not fourth, fifth, maybe even sixth string is going to close that football game out. That's what you're betting on? You're betting on a guy from Appalachian State at left guard who doesn't know the call on an audible from a quarterback that came out of Fresno State who's never played more than five snaps even in college? That's what you're betting on at the end of the game? When the spread is 3.5 or the spread's 4.5, and you're up 5 with a minute to go, you're betting on that kid out of Kent State at middle linebacker, knowing that he's going to get a screenplay there and he can bite on that. Again, that's what you're betting on. Please, let's move on to some better things here. Getting back to baseball season and not firing on a wager unless you're totally, totally comfortable. As I said again, we've been on a 9-0 streak. We're going for 10 in a row tonight, and yes, we will be in action. Circled four plays tonight. I'm going to go over a couple of those. Haven't made a final determination until we get those final, you know, starting lineups out that we can take a look at and see really what is the best play by best play possible to put out there. So we're going to wait a little bit, but I'm going to go over the four plays that we're looking at, and again, haven't made any decisions. But last week, again, there are hundreds of plays you could have picked from in any sport. We picked five, won every single one of them. That's 25 units. Filling up the right way, right in the football season. This is exactly what I wanted to happen, and it's coming true because August is a typically a tough month in Major League Baseball. A lot of transition, a lot of teams that don't care anymore. Favorites getting really juiced out of the box. But if you pick and choose the right favorites, you could certainly get a nice, nice, easy victory. Pick on some teams that are bad on the road. Pick on some teams that are really good at home. Pick on a pitcher that has nothing to pitch for except for, I don't want to hurt my arm, I'm a free agent in the offseason. Let me just get through 4.5 innings, and I want to go sit on the bench, hopefully I can sign. But heading down yesterday, we had one play that we had in mind. Technically, we had two. But yesterday, the main play I wanted, again, we rode the Cardinals back-to-back nights, just bossing up the Fish. The Fish are a terrible team on the road. St. Louis is just winning games at an unbelievable clip, almost as fast as what is, I believe the 2011 Phillies got to 75 wins one game sooner than the Cardinals. They're blistering. They don't even have that good of a lineup hitting-wise, but 1-8, they're solid. And it's St. Louis, so they teach baseball, and they do it the absolute right way. Get good starting pitching, get some good bullpen action, and Trevor Rosenthal has really got back on track after a shaky year last year. He's lights out in the ninth inning. That's a great formula for success, especially playing in St. Louis in front of a full house each night. Marlins just playing at the string, and they're playing like it. Now, take a look at the game yesterday. Very interesting game. Good pitcher on the mound for both teams. Phelps isn't a bad pitcher for Miami. Martinez on the mound there for St. Louis, not a bad pitcher as well. Looking at that game, at the lineups that came out, I liked everything. I mean, the only guy missing in that St. Louis lineup yesterday was Johnny Peralta. Good hitter. He's their three-hitter, but you could plug and play a couple guys in there. I believe Cosmo went in and batted out of the eighth position. Didn't really hurt him. 3-1 lead early for St. Louis. Phelps already out of the game. So right there, you should have had that game wrapped up and won. Now, again, I preface this by saying we didn't bet this game, and the game ended up losing 6-4. The Marlins did win that game. Looking at that, the price wasn't right. If that price was around maybe, let's say, 175, 185, or 195, we would have taken the run line as we have been doing at -1 and paying a price somewhere around -130 to -140. Because if you win that game, fantastic. It's a better team. They should win. But, you know, you're not going to go run line 1.5 because then you're forced to win that game by two runs. And I don't believe in that strategy one bit. I believe that's a sucker's bet because how many times have you seen in the ninth inning a team up two runs? They don't really care. Somebody might get on base on first base. They let him walk to second base. They don't care about that run. They might even let him walk to third base. He gets driven in with a single, meaningless. Yay, the other team won 3-2. You lost your play. So I do not believe in getting run line -1.5, just the -1. Now, that game yesterday, again, the Marlins won 6-4, but we didn't like the play because the price wasn't right. A lot of the times, instead of betting an actual team, you're betting the actual team's number for value purposes. That line was -230 yesterday, and it wasn't even St. Louis's best pitcher on the mound or the Marlins' worst pitcher on the mound. The night before, we had a much, much better matchup. Lackey, that stone-cold veteran, at home pitching really well. You knew he'd give up maybe 2-3 runs, but on the opposite end of that was Brad Hand pitching over his head. The guy's a journeyman lefty. They stacked the box with right-hand batters for St. Louis, and it worked out really well. I believe that final score ended up being 6-2, I want to say that final was, and we ended up picking that run line winner on Saturday up fairly easily, as we didn't have to sweat too much after Mark Reynolds hit that three-run bomb in the sixth inning. So it was a 3-2 game, three-run bomb, 6-2. I believe that's the way it finished up, so that was nice. But getting back to the original point there yesterday, there's no need to force. There's so many more games today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all season long, NFL's picking up. If the game isn't there, if you're not comfortable with it, folks, don't fire on it. That's case in point number one. Don't fire on the game just because it's out there. It's not really worth the risk. Looking at the games tonight, again, there's four games. So yesterday there was one or two games. I like the Dodgers as well. They were a heavy favorite. Ross is a really good pitcher for Washington. I know Washington's been struggling at the plate. 2-1 final on that one. We actually would have pushed if we went ahead on that, and we're lucky to push because Washington did have a couple chances. So did the Dodgers in that game, but, you know, Washington's in a little bit of a struggle. Ross is a pretty good strikeout pitcher, doesn't walk too many batters, so it was a perfect storm there. We laid off that as well. So we sat back, smoked a cigar, sat on the deck, watched the golfers, and just sat back and said, you know what, tomorrow's a much, much better day. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, and they really are. And as I said, we're going to go over a couple of those games a little bit later. But then again, just to recap, it's been a lot of fun. It's fun to be documented. It's fun to be out there. It's fun to just have some winning baseball and putting money in your pocket heading into football season. 9-0 plus 46 units, that's a lot. I mean, that fills up your bank account, and it fills it up the right way because we're not going out there double-lining you, putting out 7 or 8 plays a day. I see some people out there with over 100 plays last week. If you're on a monitor and you're putting out 100 plays a week, or you're just doing, you know, hey, I have so many clients and we're in play on 7 games. No, you're not. Nobody's betting real money on 7 plays. Maybe they're betting $10 a game. Is that the clients that you have? I don't know. But most clients want 1 or 2 games on that day that you can really fire away on and feel comfortable that you're going to put them on the right side. That's what we do at trendbetting.com. That's what I do as myself, Donnie Rightside. I don't want to lead you down the wrong path. I don't want to put you into something that you're not comfortable with. I don't want to go over your head. I'm not going to lay juice of minus 900 and tell you to lay 900 to win 100 because it's automatic. Because you see how that story goes quite often, no question about it. But anyway, that's the wrap up there. Intro to the show again. Folks, this is Long Shots Radio. It's my Monday Major League Baseball edition. Love to recap what happened over the weekend. And our weekend was really, really good. As I said, we went 5-0 last week, good for 25 units. Down the line on the show, we have a Thursday show, which takes place. That's our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Sky Sports Talk Radio. Down the line, we are going to take phone calls. We're going to make this an everyday occurrence, recapping what happens during the week, what's going on, and also future impact upcoming matchups and whatnot. Gambling tips, what I look for, why is the line moving public versus Vegas? A lot of these games tonight, Major League Baseball did catch some steam. And you know me, I'm not really too big of a steam guy in baseball season because I believe I know just as much as why that steam is moving and where it's going. Unless somebody got something late information where a starting pitcher was rushed to the hospital 3 hours before the game to get his stomach pumped because he had, intestinal flu or whatever it was. You're right. I don't have that information or privy to it. But 9 times out of 10, the steam is just coming out of someplace. And typically it's from an offshore book trying to push money and say, we need more on this. So let's run this down and hopefully we get bets on the other side. So again, in football season, the steam is usually real. Now you don't want to follow it because, you know, be like a dog chasing a car. Eventually that car is going to run you over just about, you know, 3/4 of the time. Do your own work, do your own math, put the time in and the hard-earned effort. It's going to pay off dividends if you include a lot of different scenarios in the way that you cap baseball games. So again, about myself, 20 years in the industry, online for 3 years with rightsidevalueplays.com and also my home at trendbetting.com. 401k approach, put it in play last week, only had 5 plays, you know, quadrupled your account, which was beautiful. Less is more. You know what I like to gamble on, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL, Major League Baseball, college basketball. I mean, it's everything in there. Videos, we'll do a little bit more down the line on that. If you want to catch me on Twitter, it's @RightsideVP. And if you want to catch me on Facebook, it's Donnie Rightside. Folks, we're going to take just one quick break here on the back end, and we're going to come back and go over some Major League Baseball for this evening, take a fresh look at the card. We'll go over some games that we like, and also maybe dabble into a little bit of National Football League action. Folks, this is Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Rightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball, Monday edition, August 17th, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Now, let's get right into some Major League Baseball action for tonight. A lot of games that are moving around the board right now, as well as some steam that's being picked up. Let's take a look at some lines. We're going to go into some games in just a few moments. Arizona and Pittsburgh today. Hellickson is on the mound versus Garrett Cole. Looks like, of course, Garrett Cole is getting the majority of the plays there. Decent pitcher at home, Hellickson. You know, he's your average journeyman. He's going to throw fastballs. He's going to try to get the ball over the plate. Nothing too serious there in the way of a strikeout pitch. And Garrett Cole is currently trading at around -200 for the game. Opened up with Pinnacle last night at around 180. Pitching substitution today for the New York Yankees. CC Sabathia is out. And Brian Mitchell, I believe it's Brian Mitchell, I want to say that. He's a younger kid, mostly in the minor leagues there. Had a spot start, I believe, earlier on in the year for the New York Yankees. But I'm not even so sure that that's even a bad thing. And if you see there, that line opened up at -150 before. I believe that was with CC Sabathia. And the line's still currently sitting around that level now. So really not too much of a difference between getting any tomato can pitcher in there and CC Sabathia. Folks, it's really the same thing. Oakland and Sonny Gray on the mound. Sonny Gray, kind of interesting there in the second half of the season. A couple of scratch starts, a couple of illnesses. He did get his start pushed back. I believe it was 2 days, but he's going to go ahead and give it a go tonight versus Baltimore versus Tillman. That line is really telling you that Sonny Gray is probably going to have a strong, strong outing, and there are no lingering effects, I guess, to his injury. I believe it might have been a lower back that flared up for him over the weekend. But that line opened up with Sonny Gray getting plus money. He's now down to about a push to slight favorite between 103 and 105, depending on where you get it. I also see a sports book there opened up at -110. So he's about 50-50 now, being on the road with a dead team versus a really, really good Baltimore team striving to get one of those wild card positions. So that's an interesting line just off the bat to take a look at. Cleveland and Danny Salazar versus Barnes from Boston. Line opened up at 125. It's now to 143. Only interesting part about that game is whether or not Michael Brantley goes. Cleveland is definitely an interesting subject here after the trading deadline. They basically traded, you know, 4 to 5 players off the team, threw up the white flag. They can't really hit, and all of a sudden they just explode. I mean, scoring double digits in some games cost me a little bit of money 2 weeks ago when I kept fading them against the Angels. But, you know, Salazar, Carrasco, you know, Kluber, all of them. Actually, Kluber didn't pitch all that well, but the next two guys really shut down that Anaheim A's offense out there in Los Angeles. So I did switch on one of those games when Kluber's start came up next, and they pounded the Minnesota Twins for a quick and easy winner. I believe that's one of our 9-game win streaks there that was included about a week and a half ago. Heston and Wach is a really good matchup. Two teams battling for the playoffs with the Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Drawing most of the attention, of course, will be St. Louis. I mean, they're pretty much lights out at home. Opened up at -140. They sit around 150 at this point. Taijuan Walker, Cole Hamels, another game there. Seattle's not really looking at the playoffs at 55-63, but the Texans are still in it for one of those wild card spots at 59-57. The reason they acquired Cole Hamels was for games like this, to win him at home. Now, he has struggled later in ball games. Seems to me that over the first 5 or 6 innings, he's really doing well. But it's giving up those late home runs like that, you know, late 6th inning, 7th inning type games. I know he did it with the Giants, and I believe it was with, I want to say, even the Mariners about a week and a half ago, where he had a pretty good game going and gave up a couple runs late in that ball game. So you might want to focus on something a little bit shorter than that with Hamels, maybe a first 5 or so. Taijuan Walker, interesting young pitcher. Sometimes he's lights out, sometimes the lights come on for the other team. So, I mean, we're going to keep our eye on that in that game, take a look at some of those overall starting lineups. I just love that Texas starting lineup. I mean, it's deep. 1 through 9 on that team, really deep. The only problem with Seattle is they have seen Cole Hamels quite a few times. And actually recently saw him as well. Same thing with Taijuan Walker. That's going to be a really interesting game. And 73% of the money coming in has been on the Texas Rangers, and that line dropped a good 20 cents. So that's something to definitely keep an eye out for. Miami Marlins versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Nicolino versus Garza. Not too much of an opinion there. Opened up at -145, sitting around -150. So not too much movement. Another interesting game on the docket tonight. Rasmo Ramirez, who's been really good for Tampa Bay, is on the road versus Scott Kazmir, who's been a great, great addition to that Houston staff and really propelling them. They're 64-54 at this point. Tampa's still hanging around. They're 59-59. It's one of my favorite teams to bet because I believe they always get value. But we will be looking at Kazmir, more of the home team with Houston. better bullpen than Tampa, and I believe have a better starting pitcher matchup. I mean, Ramirez has been really, really pitching over his head this year, and he might seem to take a dip back tonight, so that's one game that's going to definitely be on our marker board here. Chicago White Sox throw Rodon on the mound versus Heaney. Heaney's been a really good pitcher at home, but one of those games, again, that just doesn't smell right, opening up at minus 145 and sitting around minus 140, even though the majority of the wagers are coming in on the Angels. One of those interesting things is, you know, they played an extra inning game in Kansas City last night and had to fly back in when the day game for Chicago ended much, much earlier. So they technically beat L.A. to their home destination. That always plays a factor in on that Sunday night game heading into Monday. Last game on the docket, 10-10 start Eastern Standard Time, is the Atlanta Braves with Perez on the mound versus Rea for San Diego. Young kid came up pitching decent. Line opened up at 155, did drop a little bit. That game's really a 50-50. If San Diego comes to play in that game, they should win that, but and again, San Diego doesn't always come to play. So those are the games that we're going to be looking at tonight as that full slate of docket. The four games that we have circled tonight, and once again, we have not played those and won't be playing those until much, much later in the day. And it looks like it's probably only going to be one game tonight. You never know. Might change to two, depending on some circumstances that come out with these wagers. Overall, if we look at Pittsburgh, the Pirates, that's going to be one game with Gerrit Cole that we're looking for, as well as game number two is going to be those pesky St. Louis Cardinals at home. Looking at that game as well, Cole Hamels' first five innings versus Tywin Walker, another game we'll take a look at as well, and really, really liking that Houston Astros game down there at Minute Maid Park. I think that game's going to be a pretty good one as well. So we're definitely going to be sitting high and tight on some of these favorites and possibly playing a run line against some of these lines dip a little bit lower to our liking. But our goal tonight, it's one singular goal, and that's getting the double-digit wins. We did it once 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, in college basketball season. We ripped off 10 straight games, which was a phenomenal run, had a lot of fun. That was at the end of the NCAA season, heading into conference tournament week and into March Madness. We put together that string. We're going on another epic run at this point now. If we can just turn that tide, get a couple more wins. Haven't really needed any luck in the past couple of nights. Last week, we had a really nice comeback in that game on Sunday Night Baseball with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Los Angeles Dodgers, where we had the Pirates. They were down 5-1, I believe, heading into the fifth inning. And I turned on the gas, ended up really exploding. We got that game as a plus one away, and I believe it closed somewhere around a pick'em. So we did catch the tide in that game. But once again, we're going to be looking at four games tonight that are on the sled. We will 100% be in action, no question about it, and really, really looking forward to hit that 10-game streak, as we like to say. Now, heading into this week, some interesting games. Now, what I mean by that is you're going to have some NFL preseason football. More starters going to play, a little bit more minutes. Heading into that third game is when the starters usually get at least one half, 2.5 quarters. And then that game four, which is absolutely meaningless. Some interesting stuff that we watched yesterday. Yes, you do know I'm an Eagles fan. I'm based out of Philadelphia. You know, I'm a 4-for-4 guy here. Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, Eagles, you name it. But just watching that game yesterday, I saw an interesting tweet today by ESPN's Darren Revelle that said this morning the odds from 20-1 for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl have been lowered to 14-1 based on a preseason game yesterday. Everybody knows Chip Kelly's a really good coach. Everybody's going to be wide open. So some of those guys on the second and third team with Indianapolis, their head is just spinning because Chip Kelly's going to run a fast pace. They don't really know the calls. They're struggling to get the calls in on time. Next thing you know, the Eagles are snapping the ball. So you can't take too much out of preseason. The one thing you can take out of preseason is Mark Sanchez is always going to be Mark Sanchez. Guys are going to be wide open. It doesn't mean that Mark Sanchez is going to be able to throw him the football. Case in point. And Andrew Luck looked really good yesterday, throwing a couple dots on some slant patterns, moving the football a little bit. He didn't score any points, but was pulled midway through the second drive after I believe he probably was given, you know, hey, Andrew, you're going to play 10 plays. We're going to yank you and put you on the sideline. Frank Gore didn't play in that game, but also for the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, didn't have Sam Bradford. Ryan Matthews, I believe, got maybe one carry. DeMarco Murray didn't even play in that game. So you're looking at basically Kenyon Barner in that game for the remainder, or getting a lot of touches there at running back, and also Mostert, who's probably not going to make the team, maybe a practice squad type of guy. Ed Reynolds flashed a little bit in the Eagles secondary, always looking for secondary help there behind two starters that they have because there's not really much depth there. Earl Wolf is pretty much your soft safety. He was supposed to be the starting safety over the past 3 years, but just can't get his knee right, which leaves you with Malcolm Jenkins back there and also Walter Thurmond, But nice to see Byron Maxwell in a real cornerback playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a lot of fun. And again, I'm watching a couple replays here. I have the Giants and the Bengals on the TV just taking a look at a couple different situations. But again, folks, you can't take too much out of preseason football. And I did, again, get really, really a laugh out of Vegas dropping the odds for the Eagles, Super Bowl odds, based on yesterday's first preseason game where not a lot of those guys are going to be on the field once the season starts or really getting any serious playing time. So take that with a grain of salt. But I know there's going to be games of the year in preseason. And buy this pick tonight. I have a 100-unit play on preseason football. Just fast forward that, folks. We'll be ready to sit there in the ring and put the gloves on once late September comes around. As you do know, we do take a couple weeks off in September for football just to let the numbers settle and gather. And once those teams get in the conference play, we really hammer it out. We treat college basketball the same exact way as well. I don't really believe in betting, you know, Duke versus Kentucky in, you know, around Thanksgiving or early December. I'm going to get those games where it's Duke versus Maryland and have a better matchup and a better feel of how these teams are going to be playing and playing each other. It's all a numbers game out there. If you study the right numbers and take all the emotion out of it, you're going to find yourself with a lot more money than you started with. That's always our goal with TeamTrendBetting.com. If you haven't checked out the website yet, folks, go there right now. It's TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab, top right-hand corner of the screen. All of our profiles are there. Anything you need in the business, it is MMA, golf, tennis, soccer, NCAA, professional. Everything is there. Every type of wager you want, there's a professional that can be happy and assist you in putting more money in your pocket. That's what we're here for at TrendBetting.com. So once again, folks, if you haven't been there yet, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Everything is there and affordable for you. Reach out to us on Twitter, on Facebook. Always happy to go over some information and some knowledge and certainly put you on the right side. Folks, that's going to wrap up another edition of Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball edition on Monday. We're going to see you on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And by that time, hopefully, we'll be up 12 or 13 straight wins. Boy, wouldn't that be something else. But you know the streak. You know what it's on. We are going for a perfect 10 tonight. And hopefully we'll get that. Have a great, great week, folks. We'll see you on Thursday night with Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition.